You're listening to Urban Faith. Visit us at urbanfaith.com and follow us on social media.
My first question for you, seeing the movie, of course, it has so much faith in it, and it's a lot about Aretha's faith. What role did you see faith playing in that movie and in your work with it?
Oh, it was mandatory. So that was the main thing I was determined to make sure was present. If my executive producer credit counts for anything, if I could add one thing in it, I was like, we got to have a gospel. We got to have a faith. I don't care what she's singing, what's happening in her life. That has always got to be present. It's the same for me as well.
And it seemed like it was really well presented as a story of redemption, you know? And why do you think that's important for people to see, especially in a time like this where there's so much chaos, right, to hear these stories of hope out of that?
I think it's even more impactful and powerful when it comes to people that, someone like a legend and an icon. Because sometimes, I don't know why, but people don't think that they go through real life things. And I look at it almost as if this is kind of like her testimony in a way, to see her struggle, go through life, be human, and still prevail. Mm-hmm. That's a testimony. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it inspired me.
Yeah.
And I think it would inspire so many others, because it's, to me, misleading to let people think, oh, you'll just get what you want, or nothing's going to happen, or you're not going to face anything.
Yeah.
So when you get to see the life, the human, the person, you know, it kind of puts it in perspective, you know, and I don't know how anyone would find that inspiring.
Yeah, I really appreciated how complex all the characters were. I mean, you did a phenomenal job bringing Aretha and all her complexity out, but I thought that was the case across the board for the cast. How did you prepare to try to embody all that complexity over the years?
That was another challenge, because it's kind of overwhelming when you think of Aretha. Like, she has decades and decades of a career, and it's like just trying to condense the music alone, 8 albums before a hit. Okay, that's one era. Then you think of the life, then you think of the people that was in her life, then you think about what was going on in her life. What part of the story do you tell? But I think that was more of a challenge for Tracy, the writer. I'm like, how are they gonna be able to, I don't want to say condense, but get it all in there, because it's such a powerful story in every capacity.
Yeah, and it did tell this story that ended with gospel, that began with gospel and her relationship with the church. What is some good news that you feel like the world needs from this film?
I would say, oh God, there's so many things. Narrowed down one, what would it be? I was gonna go to the base of her trusting her voice and finding your own, because it wasn't until she owned hers that we got our queen song. You know what I mean? So if we all took that time to do that within ourselves, what's in it that's here to share with the world as our gifts? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it make you kind of want to relook at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that way, at least for me, it did. And it encouraged me to want to trust my own voice path experiences. And it shows things mold and prepare you for the next. But I kind of see things differently from everyone else. But I do think it's something in there for whoever the viewer is. It's just a matter of what you need, what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that finding her voice was something that really stood out to me, as she had to deal with so many people trying to control her voice.
Yeah.
And I want to know, what advice would you give to a young person, young woman, or a young adult about how to find their voice?
Wow. One, not to give it away. Because that can happen. And I think we take our voice for granted. And what I mean by that, like, you may have a voice, but are you using it? You know? And to me, that's the trickiest part, because yes, I have a voice, but is it telling my story? It should tell your story. It should speak of your experiences. We all have a story to tell, and we can only tell that story through our voice. So that's what I mean by don't give it away, because it can happen unconsciously. So where it's like, when I speak, well, am I speaking for myself? Am I speaking for my truth? Am I speaking from my experiences? Or am I going through the motions of what someone else will have me to do? And you could get confused by that by using your the sound of your voice, but are you speaking for yourself?
Yeah.
You know, that's when it gets tricky.
It does. One of the things that I appreciate, though, is that she had to figure out the people who were for her.
And that.
You know? And I want to know, how is it that community has helped shape you as you've taken on this?
Oh my God. It's been what is needed to be when it's needed to be that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When I need to push, it's there. Yeah. Like right now, it's so much love, so much support. Even when I don't see things the way it appears,
mm-hmm.
it's that encouragement is there, that support is there, that love is there, which is needed right now.
Yeah.
Or when times are down, it's people that's like, come on, keep going, keep pushing. So it varies depending on the situation. But, and the things that's there to teach you tough lessons too.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it varies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so, again, a last word for any young adult, especially young adult faith, trying to figure out how can they get to success. You've accomplished so much. What is the advice that you would give trying to figure out how to be successful?
Well, one, no one knows your potential the way you do. And if people don't see your dream and your vision, that's only because they don't dream as big as you do. And nothing is just. You're like, oh, that's just this, that's just that. Well, honey, just singing the tribute got me right here today. You see what I'm saying? So trusting that. And if you keep at something, it has no choice but to give in. And never. Because this is what I told myself after Idol, before Dream Girls, after I was eliminated from American Idol, and I really want to share this with this community. After I was eliminated from Idol, when I went for it, when I started out, I was like, I'm going in. But then I went and worked and Uncle Chia, and people were like, well, what if you don't win? You don't win. So I started believing them. And that's when I started to say that. So then I said, I'm going to do it for the experience. And I let them talk me out of my faith. I let them interrupt their faith. So when Dream Girls came around and someone went to say something that wasn't of my train of thought, I said, you will not interrupt my faith. This is mine, and I'm sticking with it. And I learned that lesson. That's what I mean by nothing is just. So even when it's an experience that didn't turn out the way you wanted it to, it can still prepare you for the next thing. Because by the time the Dream Girls opportunity rolled around, I learned from that experience, allowing people to interrupt my faith. Nah, that's what went wrong the last time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready, God. I believe it. I accept it. I'm not concerned with what you got to say, and you will not interrupt my faith.
Wow.
Don't allow someone to interrupt me.
I love it.
I want to leave it with that.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.